Morning Show. You're live with me and Gabe. How you doing, Gabe?
I am good. It's the usual Christchurch morning, dark and gloomy.
It's just becoming our intro for every show. Ah, it's a miserable day, but
it's a miserable day, but we're in Christchurch. That's every day.
Yeah, you're tired?
Very.
Well, I hope not, because we've got a brand new show of today. And next up, we got Long
by Boy with Uke, not Boy with Uke.
Oh, okay, look,
I'm going to say that every time now. Okay, you cannot stop me.
Okay,
well, unless you pronounce it correctly, I'm not going to stop.
Okay, well, I will try to pronounce it better. But now, Gabe, we are talking about our top holiday spots. So, well, you'll do three and I'll do three. Because
yeah, okay, so my top three is number three, it's Ekaroa. I have a badge over there. It is a great place.
A badger?
Batch.
Oh, I thought you said badger.
Well,
what kind of...
Moving past
who
that...
Who owns a badger?
Moving past that weird thing, my second favorite holiday place is... I've only been here once, but it's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. I don't think I've been there. I may have.
The hotel we stayed at, 50 meters away from Disneyland, damn. Half an hour's drive away from Universal,
damn,
and only an hour's drive to Legoland.
Okay.
So we were close. We were super close to all the major tourist attractions.
And what's your number one?
Number one, it is Stevens Bay. It
never
is.
Never been there.
Well, you probably haven't. It's a tiny place, two awesome beaches, like within 100 meters of each other.
Okay. Well, most of those places I've never been. I've been to Acapulco. I may have been to Los Angeles. Never been to Stevens. What was it, Stevens Bay?
Yeah.
Okay, my top three. I'm just gonna say this real quick. Number three is Queenstown. Number two is Otamatara. Number one's Ireland. The whole country of Ireland.
just Ireland.
The whole country. Dublin's quite cool. And also the good thing about Ireland is it's only like an hour plane ride to England, and England is just, wow, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, well, next up we have Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. You're on the Morning Show with Gabe and Declan.
Okay, now I resent what we're talking about next, but since Gabe wants to, I guess. So he wants to talk about the most boring sport.
Okay, number one most boring sport is bowls. Okay?
What? How?
It is an old man and women's sport. You can...
All right, before we get into this, I'd just like to say I have nothing against sport. I think if you enjoy it, it's fine. And some sports can either enjoy.
Same.
But Gabe, bowls is not an boring sport.
Yes, it is.
How?
If you think it's a boring sport, please email us or tag us on Instagram. Because it is a boring sport.
It's
played
great.
By old people.
It's not. Oh, everybody plays it. That offends me personally. Gabe, how? It's
okay, I know a sport that
a contest of champions where you have to roll a ball with such precision. It's a contest of champions. I've already said that.
I know a sport that everybody finds boring, even the people who play it. It's marathons, okay? The only parts that are fun and good to look at are the very start and very end. Okay. The other parts are just filler.
But Gabe, it's not... Like, it wasn't built to be entertaining. The people that... It's based around the people that do it, not to watch it. Alright, so yes, you're not going to have an entertaining time watching it. But if you run a marathon, that's going to be quite fun.
No, it wouldn't. It would be painful and boring and long.
It's about pushing yourself to the limits.
Exactly, boring, painful, and long.
Gabe, you just can't appreciate anything that requires moving meters.
Yes, I can, actually.
Okay. Well, Gabe, I resent this, alright? So we're going to jump right into our next song. It's Ed Sheeran, Overpass Graffiti. You're on the Morning Show, Declan and Gabe. I don't know why I struggle to say that so much. Alright, Gabe, what are we talking about now?
People make, like, really quick and easy theories before the movie's released. Like, for Spider-Man No Way Home, if you haven't seen it, then get off because I'm about to have a spoiler.
Who hasn't seen that movie at this stage?
A couple of people. But people were theorizing that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire would be in the movie as well before they were even leaked.
Okay, but Gabe, that it was quite obvious. I mean,
it wasn't obvious to me.
They were teasing at it for years. And yes, they did get leaked. And then when the trailer came out, well, the original Dr. Octopus is in it. Willem Dafoe is Green Goblin's in it. I wonder, maybe the Spider-Man might be in it. And the fans have been wanting it for years. And Marvel wants to make the cheddar. So, of course, they're going to reasonably try and set something up.
Well, yeah, but I didn't get it at first until I saw a YouTube short that was just like, oh my god, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to be in the movie, this is why, and then they gave me all the reasons.
And many people speculated in it, but not many people actually believed it was going to happen. I mean, they got leaked and stuff, but still there was a couple people that were like, nah, it's not going to happen. Nah, Disney can't do it, Marvel can't do it.
Yeah, but there's still, like, other movies that had so many very detailed theories that came true. Like, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Lies. Okay. I guess at Endgame, everyone theorized that the Avengers were going to come back, but I think that was kind of a given, not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't think they would just kill all the Avengers. Of course, they killed one of them, a couple of them.
Wow.
But up next we have That's What I Want by Little Nas X. You're on the morning
show. Nas X, That's What I Want. You're on the morning show with Declan Gabe. Okay, Gabe, what are we talking about now?
Okay, so the youngest child in the family, they're always seen as the princess, wants everything.
Not true, but I will let you continue.
Yeah, but I'm the youngest, so I don't believe in any of that. Because the middle child, which is my sister, she is the one who wants everything in the pretty princess.
Not this again. Okay, guys. So Gabe uses this. He uses this whole station as an excuse vent about his siblings. I'm sick of it. Okay, Gabe.
No. This is not venting.
We need
this
new conversation topics.
This is the fact that my sister calls me a princess. Yet when she doesn't get what she wants, she has a tantrum. And I am saying this literally.
You're having a tantrum right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm going off and
talking. My sister gets everything I want.
Yeah, well, I certainly am not a princess in my family. I'm the one who does all the work, okay?
Okay, Gabe. You can believe that.
Look, I know it may be true for some families, but for my family, it is completely false.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. I've tried helping this child, but he just doesn't accept the help. I don't know. I kind of just got depressed there. Youngest gets a bad rap. No, I wouldn't say they do. I mean, some people think like that, but it's the same with all stereotypes. I mean, people think everyone in, I don't know, Britain has a heavy accent. People think America is the Wild West.
Yeah, there's just
there's so many stereotypes around the world, and it's not like we can really do anything about them.
Yeah, but just
and honestly, it's kind of funny.
Don't judge your siblings off stereotypes. They're usually not like that.
Well, this segment's gone to hell.
Yes, it is.
So we'll jump right into our next song, Acapulco by.